forged with the 50 governors at the Education Summit, enabling parents to choose their children's schools and helping to make America number one in math and science. A blueprint for a new national highway system, a critical investment in our transportation infrastructure. A research and development agenda that includes record levels of federal investment and a permanent tax credit to strengthen private R&D and to create jobs. Comprehensive national energy strategy that calls for energy conservation and efficiency, increased development, and greater use of alternative fuels. A banking reform plan to bring America's financial system into the 21st century, so that our banks remain safe and secure and can continue to make job-creating loans for our factories, our businesses, and home buyers. You know, I do think that there's been too much pessimism. Sound banks should be making sound loans now, and interest rates should be lower now. In addition to these proposals, we must recognize that our economic strength depends on being competitive in world markets. We must continue to expand American exports. A successful Uruguay round of world trade negotiations will create more real jobs and more real growth for all nations. And you and I know that if the playing field is level, America's workers and farmers can outwork, outproduce anyone, anytime, anywhere. And with a Mexican free trade agreement and our Enterprise for the Americas initiative, we can help our partners strengthen their economies and move toward a free trade zone throughout this entire hemisphere. The budget also includes a plan of action right here at home to put more power and opportunity in the hands of the individual. And that means new incentives to create jobs in our inner cities by encouraging investment through enterprise zones. It also means tenant control and ownership of public housing. Freedom and the power to choose should not be the privilege of wealth. They are the birthright of every American. Civil rights are also crucial to protecting equal opportunity. Every one of us has a responsibility to speak out against racism, bigotry, and hate. We will continue our vigorous enforcement of existing statutes, and I will once again